Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Before we get started today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. And those of you who aren't watching YouTube here, I'm going to try to get myself a little bit lit a little bit better so you can see me. Those of you who are listening to me probably don't care that I'm not lit well. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, mention Coach Unplugged and you get $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's coaches coaching coaches, or a coach coaching coaches. Come over. There's nothing else like it on the web. It's got all the resources you need to become a better basketball coach. So today we're going to talk about, there's going to be a theme over the next couple of months leading into some stuff we're doing in teachhoops.com and some of our partners. But thinking of things in terms of threes is something we do, because if you've done brain studies on that, people tend to remember things in threes much easier. But today I'm going to talk about three things that you need to think about when you're doing practice. Probably be more than three things, but so when you're teaching skills inside of practice, I think as coaches, we have to break that down into smaller pieces. So I think about my classroom as similar to my, as thinking about my, as the court. You have to, and again, this goes back to what we've been talking about, all the small-sided games. There is a time that you have to teach technique and skill, okay? And it has to be an in-depth one. If I'm teaching you the quadratic formula, there's a time where I have to do 30, 40 minutes of teaching you that technique or that specific skill and the reasoning and the stuff behind it. It's similar in practice. So I break it up into three steps. The first one has to be technique and skill. And at that's I wouldn't say it's the only time, but it's the time where you'll hear my voice. A lot of times in practice, you will not hear my voice. But that will be one time where you will hear my voice, because I will be, you know, doing what I refer to as a deep dive into a specific technique or a specific skill. Okay. Then what we do is we go and work on that one specific skill. So maybe we're working on a specific type of box out or a specific offensive move, or we'll work on that one technique and we will break it down into that one specific skill or one specific technique. We won't what I refer to in statistics is put other lurking variables out there. I will teach you the technique. I will let you rep in game-like situations on that one skill. Maybe it's a crossover, maybe it's a box out, some one skill. And as we get good and maybe we've got some higher level learners, we'll add a second one. but no more than two. We'll work and we'll rep that one skill. Then we will move into competition on that skill and small-sided games and how we can work on it. So the levels go technique, skill. Okay, so you got to work on the quadratic formula. You have to work on your jab step. Then we'll work and we'll rep that one skill. Different times, depending on the age, sometimes we'll walk it and then we'll go 50% and then we'll go 100% on that one skill, depending on how all of my teaching was that day. And then we'll do things where we maybe we'll do a two and two or one on one drill or something where we can actually, they can learn by doing. Okay.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
That is what I refer to as my deep dive. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do one specific thing early in the season, one specific skill set, like on ball handling. And then what I'll do is we won't come back and spend another 30, 40 minutes on that one skill. We'll spend small little pieces on that skill over time that will allow our guys to become, or gals, to become better at it. Deep learning takes more time. Superficial learning doesn't take more time. And if you go, you know, if you go from a rebounding drill to an offensive drill to a passing drill to a pressing, that doesn't, at some point you need deep dives into it. So I'm not going to get into Twitter fights with people about only small-sided games or only this, but I've done enough reading that deep learning takes time, takes reps, takes, you know, the ability to make mistakes, the ability for us to not talk so much and to correct. That is all that's a subcategory, and that will be on a future podcast. But deep learning takes more time. Okay. Then you can come back once they've had that deep learning, once they've learned that skill set, once they've learned that thing and they don't have to think anymore, then we can come back and do short touch points. Now, in the learning process, sometimes, and when we want to think outside the box, which will be something else we'll talk about, we've got to push those that fixed mindset and get it into the growth mindset. But after the deep learning has gone on, then we can go back and look at short touch points and little reviews. Like I do it in my math class all the time. We'll come back. And it's just kind of this circling back, circling back, circling back, circling back. I always love when they say, in some of my, especially when I taught like pre-calc or algebra two, and they'll go, it'd be second semester, big exam. They'll go, do we need to remember stuff from first semester, Mr. Collins? I'll go, yeah. I mean, it's hopefully we've been repeating it and practicing it along the way, but you know, you're still using adding that you learned in elementary school in, you know, your junior level math class. So I think when we think, and we'll do more with practices and kind of how practices are broken down, but drill from needs to be broken down. In future weeks, I'll give you some really cool things we do with our practice that I think are pretty unique. But I'm going to challenge all of you. So I gave you some big things to think about in terms of practice and as far as in terms of building skill. I'm going to ask you to do a couple of things. I'm going to challenge you to customize your drills to your team and your players. That's not an easy thing. You can go on the web. We are information overload. But all of the good drills that I do, I've customized them and I've tweaked them for my teams, like how we do our warmups, how we do, you know, how we teach our defense, how we teach our offense. Every team is a little different. Just like every one of my classes, you know, I can go in and teach algebra two, but they're all going to be a little different. And how I can convey that specific skill to them is a different from year to year. That's why teaching isn't a boring thing. So I'll leave you with that. Challenge yourself. I'm going to challenge you to customize your specific drills for your team. I'm going to customize. I'm also going to challenge you to less is more in practice. Less is more when building a practice plan. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that in terms of time. I want you to think about that in terms of drills. I want you to think in terms of everything you do in practice. Less is more. Okay, so you got a lot of things to think about. Hopefully these are helpful, and have a great day, everybody. Bye. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to hear more of these, go over and join teachhoops.com. 14-day free trial allows us to do this, and then subscribe, like, jump up and down, do whatever you got to do. Tell us what you want to hear in the future, Steve@teachhoops.com. All right. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.